Thank you and good morning. A Eureka police officer on patrol near 7th and K Street spotted a stolen Kia sedan headed eastbound on Tuesday afternoon, a sedan that matched the description of a car the officer knew had been reported stolen in Eureka on the 21st. The officer ran a license plate check and learned that it was the stolen car, and along with several other officers, initiated a traffic stop of the car on 5th Street, a block before Myrtle. Officers detained three people at gunpoint, and two passengers were interviewed and released at the scene. The driver, 33-year-old Eureka resident Sherry Bazan, was arrested and booked into county jail on possession of a stolen vehicle, possession of meth, license violations, and a misdemeanor warrant. Eureka police continued the investigation into the shooting death of 31-year-old Fortuna resident Elliot Whalen. Whalen was shot and killed outside an apartment at F. and Watson Streets in Eureka late Saturday night. A second man was treated for gunshot wounds at St. Joseph's Hospital as well. The two shootings are related, according to police. The identity of the wounded man has not been released, and no arrests have been made. Arcata police have not responded to a request for information related to the stabbing death of a 52-year-old man at an apartment complex off Gentoli Lane on Sunday. The victim was found by Arcata officers suffering from multiple stab wounds and was pronounced dead after being taken to Mad River Hospital. Arcata police have not identified the victim, and no arrests have been made. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 44-year-old Charles William Huntsinger, who was wanted in connection with the stabbing and wounding of his 30-year-old younger brother at a residence in Blue Lake on Monday night. When sheriff's deputies reached the scene, they contacted the victim, who had been stabbed several times, and identified Chuck Huntsinger as his assailant. It's unclear why Huntsinger attacked the victim. He fled the scene before deputies reached the area. A search of the immediate area around the residence proved fruitless, and Huntsinger remains at large. Residents in low-lying areas along the coast can expect localized flooding this morning as rain combined with astronomical high tides affects the coastline. The water level is expected to reach 9 feet at the North Spit, and high tide is at 12:38 this afternoon. Flooding in the hour before and after high tide is expected. Areas prone to flooding, like the Arcata Bottoms and King Salmon, could see flooded roadways. Residents are urged to use caution. Coast Central Credit Union has made local donations. Jordan Christmas has more.
Five community grants through the Coast Central Credit Union were awarded to five organizations. Hospice of Humboldt received over $24,000 to support the purchase of medical equipment for their 12-bed facility that's expected to open in 2016. Over $9,500 were awarded to the Klamath Trinity Joint Unified School District, while $7,500 was given to the Bridgeville Community Center. The Forgotten Initiative received over $6,300 to develop two visitation rooms at the new foster care center in Eureka, and over $1,700 was given to the Riparian Education Alliance and Humboldt Live.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The National Weather Service has predicted rainy weather over the next few days, and with the state in a four-year drought, many are hoping for a wet and snowy winter as well. Brian Garcia with the National Weather Service spoke about the weather forecast for the upcoming winter and the strong possibility that El Niño will dominate weather patterns along the California coast. El Niño forms off the South American coast, as Garcia explains.
Well, El Niño is actually coined by the Ecuadorians as the Christ child because the warm water showed up on the western coast of South America during Christmas time, and they noticed it because of their fishing habits. Well, when that warm water sloshes over from the western and central Pacific over to the eastern Pacific right up against the coast of South America, it spreads north and south and ends up coming up into our coastal waters, and that's the reason, for example, last month we had really warm water temperatures.
Our normal winter weather is influenced from the cold waters off the Alaskan coast, but Garcia said El Niño will have more influence this year.
It'll cause weather to be dominated from the southwest as opposed to the northwest. So this year, for example, we're expecting systems to come in from the southwest that are warm and wet. With El Niño, those systems generally hang farther to the south. So Southern California, even up to Central California, will probably be the target zone.
Unlike the rest of the state, our region has gotten normal or close to normal precipitation levels, and water reserves are solid. But a wet winter could help alleviate some of the worst effects of drought for residents in Central and Southern California this winter. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.